93.7, the river that goes journey on a Thursday, Dog and Joe show. Joe, quick riddle for you. Hate to put you on the spot. Quick riddle.
Okay.
How do you know when the planet is hopeless and there are too many hipsters?
How do you know when the planet is hopeless and there are too many hipsters?
Yeah. Yeah.
When the food or beverages they drink gives them breasts.
When the food or beverages they drink give them breasts.
Remember when the beer the hipsters were drinking was giving them breasts?
It's the hops.
Oh, the hops. In the beer. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. When men no longer look different than women, you're
right,
saying.
Right.
Yes, because they've drank so many hop beers, everyone in the world has boobs. Mm-hmm. I like that answer, and I like that because it's kind of close.
No, is
it? The correct answer is, how do you know when the planet is hopeless and there are too many hipsters? When you run out of PBR.
Ooh.
Yes.
Well, that'll do it, won't it?
Mm-hmm. A PBR shortage is looming. Yes, they're running out of PBR, potentially.
Really?
Because Pabst Blue Ribbon and Pabst Brewing, they're fighting with Miller Coors. They have to go to court in December, and this battle's been going on. I'm sorry, they're going to go to court in November. This battle's been going on and on and on, and what's going to happen is this agreement to store and handle all their production of the Pabst beers, it expires in 2020. So they don't know what the hell they're going to do to get their beer out there. Pabst has a lot at stake. They got to find another brewery with millions of barrels worth of brewing capacity so they can get this contract, which is tough.
Can you imagine?
A long time ago, like back in 2001, Pabst kind of made a comeback. Okay, nobody gave a crap about it. Pabst always does this. Like back in 96, 97, Pabst was big.
Yeah.
I was up in Portland. Everyone wanted to drink Pabst again.
I was like, in college. That was a good Pabst, you know, beer drinking time.
It's the PBR. It's awful.
You don't like it?
I mean, I'll drink it. Beer's beer.
I don't think it's too bad of a beer.
I've never bought it.
No.
I'll put it to you that way. I've never, ever. I've been at a bar and bought it, but I've never bought a six-pack or anything and brought it home.
Equal to or worse than Keystone, which was also a big beer during that time.
Tie.
A tie.
Tie. Never bought Keystone either.
You're kidding me.
No.
You guys didn't buy Keystone when you were in the 90s like
that? No, we lived in California. What do you mean?
That wasn't big out here.
Well, I mean, it was. It was just cheap swill, yeah, I mean, according to me. But
it was. That was what I was in college then. That was PBR and Keystone were the college beers.
Yeah, I never drank the Keystone. Was that the beer that tastes like it was in a bottle, but it was in a can?
Yeah.
And you wouldn't get the bitter beer face? Was that Keystone?
I think Keystone was bitter beer face,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, they blew up for a while. No, I never drank that stuff. But back in 2001, they had this resurgence again.
Because
PBR always goes through this hill and valley type thing. So in 2001, they couldn't get anyone to keep up with production. And everyone was buying PBR. And it was kind of hard to get. And then it came back, and everybody wanted it. So they always go through these problems. And now they got another problem again. They can't find anyone that has the capability to keep up with them. And, of course, Miller Coors, they're going to want more money, and they're fighting back, blah, 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 blah. And they also do Old Milwaukee and Colt 45.
Oh, woo! Colt 45.
Yeah. So PBR shortage coming, Colt 45 shortage coming, Old Milwaukee shortage coming. And even if they can figure this out, the company is going to kind of keep production low so they can kind of meet demand until they can figure this out, because they don't have anyone else to help them. And you know that any company that helps them, they're going to want a bigger piece. They're going to want their money. So it's this big legal thing that's going on. And I just say, you know what? Thank God. Thank God. Why not take that crocheted Coldplay hat off your head if you can't hold a PBR can? That's what I'm saying. I think this is good.
It's going to kill the millennial drive is what you're saying, the hipster drive, I mean.
I think this is. This could be the water that was fertilizing the millennial hipster field. You take away the PBR, pretty soon the Coldplay crochet comes off.
They never come off those hats, no.
Yeah.
No, but they can't.
And how, Dana, answer me this. How could so many hipsters, how could they wear such skinny jeans when they don't work and all they do is sit at the bar all day drinking beer? I would think the beer would make you chubby and puffy and give you a beer gut. How can you shoehorn in the skinny jeans when you don't work all day?
I mean, I don't know how you get into the jeans. I mean, I'm assuming they do the shimmy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or they have to lay down and shimmy them on, you know?
Hold on, stop there. Hold on.
The old dresser jump where you have your girlfriend hold the pants and then you jump off the top of the dresser into them.
Okay, that's weird too, but I want to go back to Dana saying guys lying on the floor. Because I, long time ago, I saw my girlfriend at the time, my wife. The girls would get
on
the bed.
Well, I don't know if the guys do that. I know as a girl, that's what I do to get in skinny jeans.
If I came into my son's room, because he's going to be 16, except that I come in, he's doing the jean shimmy on his floor because his pants are so tight, I'm belting his ass. And I'm going to tell him, your pants are too freaking tight. If I caught my son doing that, no. Take those pants off, and I'm not gonna wash them. I'm gonna cut them and then burn them. No man should ever do it. And Dana was in there kind of playing out the jean shimmy on the floor.
You gotta shimmy it. Oh, but the thing
I'd like to see it.
I've learned is that, you know, from I watched this show called Queer Eye, the skinny jeans they make you look taller, and it doesn't matter what weight you are, you want to wear the skinny jeans. Or at least like a nice tailored, like slim fit jean.
Is that because it makes your legs look longer or something?
Yeah, it makes you look taller and it makes you look less heavy than you are. Yeah, so it doesn't matter how much you're weighing, you just shimmy your jeans on.
Yeah, but what about, isn't there a point when you start wearing the skinny jeans when you start to look like Humpty Dumpty or SpongeBob SquarePants?
No, it's all about the shirt, you pair with it.
Well, let's throw a pair on and see. Yeah. Maybe it'll make us look skinnier.
Yeah, all it would do is I would think that it makes your legs look skinnier and your
accentuate the abdomen.
Yeah, it just makes your abdomen look. Yeah. It makes you look Ethiopian or Humpty Dumpty-ish, I would think.
Well, any pants I wear do that for me. I don't know. We could try you in skinny jeans and see if it works that way.
No,
the sweats don't seem to accentuate your abdomen.
No. That's why I wear them. I'm not wearing skinny jeans. God, no.
Well, so you can't rush to judgment until you've actually tried a pair of them
on. I agree.
Maybe you might like the taste of PBR.
Well,
if
you and Dana want to see me in skinny jeans, just ask. Just say please, because that's what I hear here. You guys are making all these excuses because you want to see me in them. If you do, say so.
Will you please buy a pair of skinny jeans and try them on?
I knew you'd do that. Yeah. Now I have to come to this portion. No. No. No.
Pretty please.
No.
Stop. She's going to be a mom soon.
With a cherry on top.
Listen how sweet she sounds asking that.
Can that be my wedding gift?
I'll wear skinny jeans, Dana, if you wear a skinny shirt.
A skinny shirt.
Yeah.
Really? What is that?
Then we go right back to heathenism. The debauchery. What if she allows you to go to the wedding and eat tacos, but you must wear skinny jeans?
Only one taco.
Yeah.
Well, that's all you'd be able to take down with those on.
Yeah, eat one taco, man, that button.
Yeah. Remember that old commercial where they would show that guy's bing, bing.
You know who we needed to call? Yeah. We needed to get on the bat line and ask heterosexual Anderson Cooper how he gets in his jeans.
Oh, do you think he does the jean wiggle?
Yeah, because he has firsthand experience.
I've seen him doing it in the office.
No, you have not.
Yeah, when he needs to tighten up the belt or something, he'll get the jean wiggle going.
He does the skinny wiggle, you think?
Yeah.
Oh, I just
need
gotta
to find
see
out.
This. Yeah, I got to see this.
The cool thing about the way heterosexual Anderson Cooper dresses is his shoes are so pointy, he could do the old jean wiggle with his shoes on. He can slip into them.
I don't even know if he's in there.
I don't either.
Let's see if he's in there. Can you see him?
Here we go.
Hello.
There he is. Heterosexual Anderson Cooper.
Hey, boss.
As always, having a very well thought out conversation about skinny jeans and hipsters. As Dana mentioned, you wear some awfully skinny jeans.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to know if you do the jean shimmy.
And by the way, I rock them.
You really do. You look good in them.
We're not denying that.
Yeah. But the term
Silver Fox invented for heterosexual Anderson Cooper, the boss man.
Do you ever, though? Do you ever in the morning when you put these skinny jeans on, do you ever have to get on the bed or the floor and like lie down and like shake your pelvis back and forth so you can shimmy them up to button them?
Absolutely not.
Oh, come on!
You've ruined it for us.
Yeah!
However, there's a caveat. When they're fresh out of the washer or something like that, and they're not like stretched out and stuff, I do have to do a little yoga to get them to kind of.
Well, you put them on to stretch them a little bit.
You put the pants on, then you do yoga.
Shimmy, or I don't have to get on the floor or anything like that. But no, you stretch a little bit.
That's how it's done with guys. They do some dog yoga.
Yeah, exactly.
It's called downward dog.
Oh, downward dog.
Thank you, goat yoga. Well, I appreciate it. Oh, my God. Yeah, I don't know what's creepier now, shimmying into them or doing yoga.
Imagine you doing yoga.
Yeah. That is awful. Oh, my God. Hey, you know what we got to do now? We got to get video. We've got to get video of heterosexual Anderson Cooper doing skinny jeans yoga.
Call his wife.
Oh,
man.
That is awful. Well, hopefully the skinny jeans will go out of fashion because the PBR is going out of fashion and everything else that goes with it. These damn millennials, man. PBR. That's if crazy. It weren't for millennials, they would have been gone in the 70s. You know, they would have been out of business. Nobody was drinking the stuff. And then for some reason, some hipster thought, oh, PBR. I saw a picture of my grandpa drinking that.
Yeah, it was cool back then. It's got to be cool now.
Yeah. So, damn millennials. Can't figure them out. You try. You think you got them pegged or cornered. They do something crazier.
I lead them across the city, and I still don't understand them.
Yeah. So, I don't know if the PBR shortage is going to happen, but they say, if you're going to see it in stores, but they say they are going to limit production, and it might not be as easy to find. So, you better put a rush on it. You better go out and stock up on your PBR. Here's Lenny Kravitz. It's Classic Rock Redefined on the river.